thinking about fresh baked bread. And I want to talk to you about that, obviously, because Jesus talks about bread. But do you spend much time in bakeries? I try not to. I can handle walking down the bakery aisle in a grocery store, but spending much time in a bakery itself, I cannot handle the siren smell of bread baking. If you're a stronger person than I am, I would invite you to at least put some bread in the toaster and let the smell waft around you. And if you can't do that, maybe spray some air freshener or a fragrance you like to get your nose started working. Because I want to remind you of how sensual eating and life can be. And maybe later when you're watching the game and eating whatever, well, you can remember how important the touch and taste and smells of food are. And remembering, as Pastor Jenny was saying, about those who don't have enough, if you can, maybe send a contribution or hand a few bucks someplace or to someone who isn't going to have the opportunity of enjoying the sense of food. Maybe explore the ministry of the month, Just Neighbors, for folks who are trying to start a new life in a home far away from home. You could be the bread of life, the body of Christ for them. In any event, I'd like you to relax for a few minutes, sense the air and whatever is around you, and feel, not just think, about the bread of life today. To pay attention to your senses. To let your senses inform a faith that includes your body and not just your soul. I know sometime in the last 2 years, everybody got an air fryer, us too. But back in the day, we didn't have air fryers. Everyone had a bread machine. Me too. It was a simple, cheap one. But what I liked about it, it was how simple it was. It looked like a yellow and white R2-D2 with a glass-domed top. And I would watch through the dome top. And I especially appreciated that it was one of those kitchen things that you didn't need an engineering degree to run. Put in a little flour, yeast, warm water, a pinch of salt, and hit the start button. The droid did the rest. While I watched through the glass dome, waiting for the clock to tick down, I really liked that bread. And I loved that all I had to do was that little bit and be a little patient to enjoy it. But I do remember that it wasn't quiet. When you have a couple of pounds of dough in a bread maker, that bread hook throws it around pretty hard. And it goes through a kneading cycle twice, so it's noisy. That little robot machine did everything, and you could hear it all over the house working on it. I remember one time, one evening after dinner, I set it up and went back to my home office to work on something or other, and an hour or an hour and a half later, I heard a crash and ran into the kitchen to find that R2-D2 had danced off the counter and dived onto the floor dead, having unplugged himself in the fall. But I also noticed that he didn't seem to be broken. So, his dome being intact, I scooped him and the blob that was now trying to crawl across the floor, off the floor, dumped it back in, plugged him in, and hit the start button. I wasn't sure how the bread would turn out, if at all, But R2-D2 wasn't broken, and the floor was pretty clean, and the dough looked okay. So I thought, why not? It was worth a shot. And it worked. He came to life, kneaded the bread, and baked it. I made sure I checked on it several times so he didn't take that dive again. But later, French bread. I'm not sure it was the best loaf that I've ever made, but the aroma was wonderful and it tasted good. I'm pretty sure that was the only time the bread maker danced off the counter. But I've certainly had other things in life that were dancing along very nicely, and then unexpectedly things crashed. I think you know what I mean. For the last 2 years, we've been trying to scrape up our crashed lives off the floor and get them restarted. And now it looks like perhaps Eastern Europe is going to crash too. I'm tempted often to turn off the news, turn on a bread machine, control the things I can, and ignore the rest. Sometimes I do that. I will probably do that somewhere close to 6 o'clock today. And I'll probably do that about the same time tomorrow. But denial doesn't work very well as a life strategy. Spending a few minutes breathing the sweet smell of baking bread is great. Or for that matter, a baby's head, the fragrance of a lover, fresh ground coffee. You know where I'm going. I'm sure there are images and smells running through your memory now. There are those things that come to us in life that are worth savoring and remembering when we can. But invariably, some things dance off the counter and crash. God knows life is not all sweetness and light. And by that, God knows everything, but it's sometimes tempting to think that God is this powerful, omniscient being, but who knows everything because he sees everything from a safe distance. After all, heaven is a bakery with fresh coffee and maybe a bar. While things crash down here, it's easy to forget that things, well, if you're in heaven, it might be easy to forget that things aren't always so great. Well, John's gospel reminds us that in Christ, God became flesh and lived among us. Jesus understands the difficulties of being a kid, of feeling rejected, of wondering what was going to happen next and being anxious about it. The pain of pain and death, and thank God, as Jesus talks about in today's text, beyond death too. Jesus understood and understands all of it. It was earlier in the sixth chapter of John, where our reading comes from today, the very beginning of it, that Jesus had thousands of people following him, and without being told, he knew that they would be hungry. So with 5 loaves of bread, he fed thousands of them with baskets and baskets left over. And John is careful to remind us that this is all happening around the time of Passover, when we remember God taking care of the Israelites in the wilderness, feeding them with this bread-like substance. And I love this, that bread-like food that God gave them, they called manna, which means literally, what is this? They acted like 4-year-olds getting something new, and maybe they didn't like the smell of it. But Jesus understood hunger. And it's John's gospel that tells us that Jesus said, "I thirst," from the cross. We don't have just a good time, God. And while some might tell you just to trust God, do the right thing, and God will provide all you need in abundance and to spare. Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes not so much. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Yikes. February 14th, and exactly 2 months from tomorrow is Maundy Thursday, the day in Holy Week when we hear Jesus' words, "Love one another, even as I have loved you, so you are to love one another." That, by the way, is why it's called Maundy Thursday, as in Mandate Thursday. I've always found it curious that Jesus talks about bread so much. I mean, a lot. Ask any Lutheran pastor or Episcopal or Catholic priest how they feel about preaching about on the bread of life, and they will say, not so much. And they mean it literally, because in the other lectionary some churches use, bread of life comes up 6 times in a row. Preaching on the bread of life, not so much. And then on Maundy Thursday, we gather, I hope by then in person, but who knows? Things dance and crash. I hope we gather in person to celebrate the Last Supper. And at the Last Supper in John's Gospel, there is not one mention of bread. How strange that the one who is the bread of life would not take that opportunity to remind his friends who he was, the bread of life. Why not take that time to remind us? But no, what we see instead is that Jesus gets up from the table, wraps a towel around himself, and begins to wash his friends' feet. No bread, no wine, feet. A job that only a servant would do because they had to. I don't want to ruin the pleasure of the smell of fresh baked bread for you, but sometimes the presence of God is closer to the smell of feet. If we want to experience the presence of God in our bodies, by all means, enjoy some good bread, some good food and wine. But also, remember that God is at least as present when we're changing a diaper, or it depends, when you're taking out the garbage or getting groceries for somebody who can't get out, somebody who's going through chemo, perhaps, when you're working with just neighbors, when you want to experience God's love, there you are. I learned something from my R2-D2 that day, dancing off the counter and crashing to the floor. There's a lot of dancing and a lot of crashing in life. And I learned that the joy of dancing and the pain of crashing are sometimes very close together. And there is God's love in the midst of both of them. And as Luther used to talk about the sacrament of the altar, God is in, with, and under the bread and feet. Thanks be to God.